We're live from Los Angeles.
Woo! Yo, what up, LA?
I like it better from Ukraine or whatever.
Is it on? Did you turn it on?
Hey. LA is literally the best city there is.
Wait.
I got an idea for a shirt.
He came back empty-handed.
I got an idea for a shirt.
Oh, fucking waste.
It says Los Angeles.
Whoa.
So freaking cool.
Whoa.
He was going to say fuck.
Is
but I don't say the fuck word.
Los Angeles is in California,
that's
right?
That's C.
Yeah, and you know what?
That shirt would be cool too if it had the state on one side and like the bear, and then it said California.
Dude, I'm making this up. L A C A.
Whoa.
You know what? I always would used to be my criteria.
Badass.
You know what used to be my criteria for dating a girl was if she took a picture next to. In front of California Adventure, they had all the letters in California. She would take a picture of herself next to the letter that started her name.
Her name, yeah.
Ooh, that, and may get her MySpace photo.
I don't.
You didn't ever date anyone with the first name started with an X, huh?
Or an S. No. It's not in California.
No.
According to my math.
You date, though? You're actively dating?
You're doing that?
If that's what you want to call it. Yeah.
Hey, right here.
I was looking for my top hat from the last few weeks.
That's not much of a top hat.
Couldn't find it. Stuck a feather in the cap.
Equally brimmed.
Oh, hey, Matt, you got some macaroni there.
You got some Kraft cheese right here. Theme song.
Stop tweeting about this and texting about that. Your mood swings, swaying with your Facebook status. Girl, you know I always got your back. No, that don't make an app. Baby, that don't make an app for that. Through a dating phase, said he met a girl on his Facebook page. Your profile picture stopped him in his tracks. Whoop! Turned out she didn't look.
We're back. Tonight is a special night, but before we get into the nitty gritty, I just want to say real quick, camera on me and Derek, get us both in the shot. If tonight during our film festival, if any ladies out there feel like they have been talked to inappropriately or mistreated. Talk to us. We are respectful, and we understand if you don't want a relationship right now.
If you don't want a relationship, that's okay with me. If you don't want to see the two of us, that's okay with us. We'll figure out a way to make you love us anyways.
You guys look like the sign for Du Bois Pizza.
I like long walks on the beaches with strawberries and peaches. What up?
Just be real. It's like be real. Anyway... So let us know, and we're here to be, if despite any piss words that are said tonight, we're here to be your friend.
We're here to be your friend, not your boyfriend. We are boys. We'll be your...
You guys aren't men?
No. We're not. But, good point, Garrett. We're not going to be your boyfriend. We're going to be your man friends.
So close up on us.
Yeah, back
and
on us.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, tip the hat.
Off to a hot start.
Okay. Thank you to our sponsor, Loot Crate.
LootCrate.com.
LootCrate.com. Go to LootCrate.com/Mega64 and sign up. You could get a box of stuff every month. You don't know what. You don't know who.
And look, just to show you what could be in the box, because you never know. Just a type of surprise. Say I'm a typical Loot Crate employee.
Hey.
Check this out. What you might be getting next
Derek.
Week.
Oh, whoa. Here. Derek. Loot Crate. Tired guys.
Thanks,
what?
Sean.
What the fuck was that?
Derek,
you fucking serious?
Up. Wait,
you
gave
3, 2, 1, take 2, Sean.
Oh, that was it. I'm happy with my one take.
Huh? Gave up
check it out. Check it out. You might get
what's in that loot?
What?
Oh, what did I just get in the mail today? I'll pop it open. Oh, hello, sexy.
Is that for June?
Sex coming my way.
June sex kit.
Check it out. June's loot crate is a fedora. Fuck magnet.
Last month's loot crate was the theme was dragons. Next month's is sex.
Yeah. Or do we have as I put it, fuck magnets.
They could give you like Minecraft like stone shaped condoms.
That could be a fuck magnet.
That could be you put that on and
sexy hats.
That's cool.
If I saw the fedora, I'd get horny. If I saw a Minecraft condom,
yeah, like
I'd
in that print. That
they
stone
actually
print with grass at the top.
And we're lucky. This is really cool. They actually. Loot Crate lets us preview the loot crates before they ship out, And we got the sex version early.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we went ahead and let Sean take it home. Guess what? Fourth kid.
Yeah, pregnant.
He humped it.
I humped it.
He humped. Here's what he did. He put the semen, sperm, whatever you want to call it, in the loot crate, mailed it to Jenny.
Yep.
And we don't know what happened from there.
Unconfirmed what happened after that, but she got pregnant.
She's deaf preggy.
She.
That's what I read on
the mailman just showed up. It's my loot crate. Oh, look at this leather bondage.
Oh, wrap that.
You might be into that.
What? Is that part of the sex crate?
My partner is going to love this when I use it to tie her up.
Yeah, you put that around your wrist, and then you tie it to the bedpost.
Yeah.
Or her neck if you're Garrett, and then she can't move that hand, or if you're Garrett, you can't move that hand.
Screw
and then
it. I don't want to move my hand. Thank you, Loot Crate. Thank you so much, Loot Crate.
And then at that point, you basically had sex.
So lootcrate.com/mega64. Subscribe today, get a box of stuff, and use the keyword mega64 at checkout, and you will get a box
of sex. A sexy surprise next month for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's basically Loot Crate's new slogan. It's basically sex.
It's basically sex.
And I want to say, check out shop.mega64.com. We've got all kinds of merchandise. Don't forget, the Onslaught shirt that came out a few weeks ago is still in stock, on sale, and ready for the taking. We got all kinds of stuff, but we wanted to make a special announcement. All you people who like to buy Mega 64 merchandise, we have got something for you.
Both of you.
Coming this Friday. Man, what's the date on that Friday?
This Friday.
No one knows.
It is
going to be the 23rd.
Last Friday was the 16th.
It's unconfirmed.
Friday the 23rd, just in time for Memorial Day weekend, we are going to put on sale. Sean, it's your baby. You want to show it?
Uh-oh.
It's his fifth baby.
It's number five.
Is this a brand new exclusive?
Yes.
Here we go.
Boom.
Look at that.
The Digital Surfer has arrived.
Look at
this
that.
This brand new shirt is going to be on sale Friday, May 23rd.
Oh,
a lot of debate over the name of this one.
Yeah, but I stuck with my gut. Digital Surfer.
Right on. And it goes right on your gut there. That looks good.
What is the surfer aspect of it?
Well, I designed it. Jason Cryer designed this shirt. Thank you, Jason. Shout out. But I designed it because of all like the RVCA, Billabong surf shirts out there. I said I want to design like that. Surfer, and then it says digital on it, so the Digital Surfer.
It also says films.
It's like a YouTube
timeline. It could have been the films.
You get the RSS.
It also says RSS feed. It also says Megalziv.
No, that's Roman numerals, bro.
That's right,
64
bro.
Roman numerals.
Yo, my sister loves this shirt.
I think it should be called the Megalziv shirt. I think Megalziv is a good name.
Gotta go with Eric on this one.
No, I think
Megalziv.
I think you're wrong.
That's what it spells.
Yeah, Megalziv.
Can we get a close up on Megalziv?
That's a little catchier than Digital Surfer.
No, I like what I got.
Sounds like a mythical monster.
Yeah, Megalziv.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Something I'd fight in Final Fantasy.
Megalziv? Holy shit. Yeah.
It'd be like a level 10 primal in Final Fantasy.
Yeah, a little wuss.
Yeah.
Unless you're a wuss.
Well, I'm level 24
and again,
right
you
now.
Ain't no wuss.
This is on the same material that the six shirt was printed on.
Cotton?
It's like a super cotton, where it's like the softest material. Kind of shirt.
Softest shirt you're ever going to wear.
I honestly really, really like this shirt.
It's
a
like
lot.
We're in a cloud.
What's a thread count?
What is a thread count?
Probably 7,000.
Holy shit.
Probably. That's unconfirmed. Hashtag unconfirmed.
That's got to be like $1 million for 7,000 threads.
Well, it costs us a lot of money to print, but we only charge you 20. So
go to the site and buy it.
Yeah.
This Friday the 23rd.
Friday
the 23rd. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
For supporting us.
Oh, Friday the 23rd.
This was a crazy week for us because we put out... actually, a lot of stuff came out. First of all, did you guys talk about... I don't know if you had a chance to, but maybe you did on last week. Did you talk about the werewolf game that we played with Game Grumps?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we did. Okay. Briefly. You can talk about it again if you want.
Not much to say. It was a lot of fun.
That game is a game that I think I want to buy and play with my family. We may have like big family meetups and stuff like that. I think it's a really fun game.
You guys into lycanthropy?
I don't know what that means.
This is lycanthropy. I am into lycanthropy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's pretty cool. I'd like to try this out. I haven't seen the video yet. What is the premise? One person's a werewolf and you're all trying to destroy.
Everybody is something.
Did you ever play that game Mafia or hear about Mafia where it's like a group game and two guys are gangsters and everybody in the group needs to figure out which two are gangsters?
No.
Well, werewolf's the same game. Except instead of gangsters, you're werewolves. Everybody's pretending to be a villager.
Oh,
but
okay.
Two people are actually, quote-unquote, werewolves.
Ooh.
So you need to figure out who they are.
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
It was cool. It was a lot of fun. Like I said last week, I gave my story about my embarrassing moment on the game. We got a lot of emails saying that I did not fuck it up, that the cards were switched. Look, I'm a busy man. I've yet to review the footage, so yeah. I'm going to have to take your word for it. If the cards were switched, I rule. If the cards were not switched, I suck.
You drool.
I drool, if you will. Mm-hmm. And that's where I'll have to leave it. The world may never know. But thank you for everybody who watched it and who emailed us. And if you haven't seen it yet, check it out.
So something happened in the werewolf game that might have been a mistake or like
we'll,
a...
We'll see. It's up to... That's up for debate.
That's up for debate. Because something happened like that in the handgun game.
I did not fuck up the handgun game, if that's what you were insinuating.
No, but there was...
In fact, I won, baby. Woo!
There was a lot of questions in the last episode, like, well, wait, no, if he's not, then who did I...
That's the werewolf game.
Yeah, that was the werewolf game.
I didn't watch the werewolf game
you
yet, though.
Oh, you should watch last week's podcast, too. It happened. Answer all these questions.
Yeah, you're on it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just trying to bring it
up. Hey, you know what, though? To be fair with the podcast, I watched it because I edited the podcast, and you guys did a great job. It was a very entertaining podcast. Good job.
Of course.
Thank you.
No,
good job to you.
No.
He didn't even watch
Ashley,
it. He doesn't
Ashley
know
didn't
what
say
said.
Shit. She just sat there.
Well, yeah. There you go.
I was just being
yeah, she was probably missing you so much she had nothing to say.
There it is.
So.
No. I don't know what you're insinuating. She and I are really close. But we're such good friends. It'd be weird if it was anything else.
So. Be weird.
I was insinuating that she was bored because you weren't here.
Oh, well, that
because
be.
You talk the most. You do talk the most. You have the biggest ego. You put your foot in your mouth.
Look,
the most.
All I'm saying is we're such good friends that if you're implying anything else is going on, I don't appreciate that.
I don't imply anything happens between you and anybody because I know that it probably doesn't. And if it does, sucks to be them.
Well. No, it doesn't suck to be them. All it sucks to force something, which I'm not. We are really good friends. I would never do that to her or anybody else.
That tip of the hat means everything was consensual.
Yeah, our friendship was.
Yeah,
okay.
That's all it is.
So,
you're, yeah.
That podcast sucked, but this week rules.
You're back.
No. This one sucks. Last week was awesome.
My God.
Yeah.
This one's not. How do you like it so far? hey, I want to say, speaking of stuff to check out, we just put up this week our BioShock Infinite video. We've been waiting a while to put that one out.
Oh, yeah.
I've
been sitting on that.
And I really like that video, so I was excited. We were keeping that on the back burners. We did it a while back. We did it back in March.
We made that for, can we say what we made it for?
Yeah, well, we did it during when we were filming all the other GDC videos.
Yeah, it was for GDC. That was right up there with Kutaragi's Way and the Stanley Parable. And mm-hmm. I thought that those three videos were very strong.
Yeah. Probably I liked all those videos.
Probably our strongest of the
that
year.
That was our best showing at GDC. I agree with that.
That's the first time when we showed all the videos at GDC. First time we've done it, what, 8 years?
Yeah.
Nine?
8 or 9? Yeah, nine. The first one was 06.
I think it's 9 six, seven, we figured eight, out. Nine,
maybe that was the ninth one.
13, 14. Yeah, that would be 9, yeah.
So, anyway, that's the only time that I went that I wasn't going, fuck, about one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All three of them, that is the only time I went into Game Developers Conference and went, these are all great, and if you don't like them, you're a fucking problem, man. Yeah. That, like, I was that cocky. Wow. Going into it, I was just like, "These are great. I love them."
Yeah, the conference.
Everyone else could deal with it. I love them, you know. And anyway, no, I was really stoked. I was really really happy. I had to be that confident. I ate fucking trash. So if I wasn't confident after that, I was gonna
end up
at the end.
Well,
of
see,
rope.
I'm on the other side of the spectrum. Not so confident because we made a video of Rocco eating trash.
Well, there you
now,
have it.
Now, when we filmed that video, it's one thing to be there when we have Garrett. Carefully placing.
I had like brown paper bags, and I would fill the food that he was going to eat up. I'd put it in the bag, and then twist it closed, and then try to gently set it like on something that's not disgusting trash.
Yeah. So for those asking, we did plant the food.
Rocco,
there was no reason for me to eat shit.
And plus, you know, we couldn't guarantee that there was going to be food to eat in every trash can. Yeah.
Right.
So. Hey, but I do want to point out...
Well, we're not dumb.
There's
we're
a shot in the video. I don't remember what it is exactly you ate early on in the video, but you're eating next to people who were with a baby in a stroller.
So that's... Well, that's what I was going to say next.
Yeah.
Now, you may think, oh, well, they planted the food, so it was all safe and clean. But in all honesty, that really didn't affect that much. There were a couple times where it helped me out, but there came a point where we put a whole cake. There was a whole birthday cake.
You can't
and
fit,
Garrett.
You can't fit it in a bag.
Garrett yeah. plops it into a trash can, and so he has done it and has walked off. So now, a minute later, here I come, and I go to the trash can, and I'm looking at, as I'm walking up, you know, I'm in character, just, you know. And I'm looking, and it's like, there's parents throwing dirty diapers into this trash can. What's going on? They're changing more than one child. And I get to the trash can, I'm still in character, and dirty fucking used diapers are...
Shitty diapers.
Are melded into the cake.
They're, like, all around it?
They are... All around the cake.
Because you know what? Like, that one, too, I walked a pretty good distance
yeah.
to go put that in and yeah. then walk back before you ever got
yeah, I'm
there.
I'm sure it was clean when you left it.
But it's funny but because I know in your brain a thousand things must have snapped at the same time.
Yep.
But it all came down to, look, we got one cake.
Yeah, we only
have okay, one okay, cake. Okay, but this has to be it.
So watch that video, and there's a guy who is changing. He's sitting next to a trash can with a stroller. And his face is like... Oh, because he knows, like, oh, we just threw logs of shit in that that trash can.
It was
So what happened was the diapers formed a perimeter around the birthday cake. So I go to the trash can and I'm looking at it and going, fuck, it smells of shit.
Of course it does.
And I'm going, God, what do I do? And I'm taking the cake out, like, am I really going? So what I do is, if you notice, when you watch the video, I eat from...
The
middle.
Yeah.
I'm taking the middle pieces and I'm eating that.
The protected
I can't
core.
Eat the sides because they were shit on.
Now
it's like Operation.
And now, being a parent with a kid in diapers, I will guarantee you that there was shit in there. Because if it's just pee, I'll change them later. It's just pee.
Wow. Make them suffer.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Sit in
the
car? The whole car ride home?
No.
They get like a piss
but
rash?
I'm saying, like, when it's shit, it is instantaneous. We got to change them right now.
What about their
this second?
Delicate... areas. Wouldn't they get a rash?
Yeah, like a piss rash?
If it's pee, you can wait 15 minutes to find a better spot. But the place that you were at was not convenient to change a diaper.
Right.
No.
Guaranteeing you that was shit in there.
Yeah. Oh, I knew there was
shit. Yeah, well, you probably smelled shit.
Yeah.
And
oh,
ate shit.
I was 5 feet away and starting to smell turds, so I knew.
Okay. Now, I have a confession to make.
Yeah.
It
was your shit.
No. When I placed the cake...
Yeah.
I noticed
shit.
No, there was no shit there yet.
Okay.
I wouldn't have done that to you.
Okay.
But I placed the cake, and as I was done, like I'm walking away, I did notice like that family is in the process of changing their kid.
Yeah, but what did you? I mean,
but that went through my head. Like,
determined that was the trash can.
But I can't go back and get the. Oh, hold on! I'm gonna pull this cake out of the.
Yeah.
You know, we were trying to be inconspicuous, and I was just hoping, like, I fucking hope Rocco gets there before they finish, and you didn't.
So all. But it worked. I mean, whatever. I ate from within the cake. It was relatively okay. Honestly, the worst stuff that I ate was when we were planning slices of pizza.
Yeah,
there were times because we were still trying to work out is the camera seeing me? Did they get that?
Yeah.
So there's a couple points where like maybe I ate pizza out of a trash can in front of somebody, but the camera didn't get it. So I would just. Honestly, in my mind, I'm like, I don't want to do this again. So I'm just going to put the pizza back in and wait for the camera to mount itself and then pull another slice out as if it was a new slice.
Yeah.
I was faking it. Well, when I was doing that, I was dipping the pizza into fucking ashes of cigarettes, like stuff like that.
Gross.
So I did eat some like, there were like cigarette butts at one point that were like kind of, that part got nasty.
Well, that's.
You could have gotten sick.
But the rest of it was pretty contained
you know
and pretty good.
You know what I thought people were most offended at was the shrimp.
Yeah.
The shrimp.
And that was the cleanest one. That was
we had that in a cooler
until
we were ready to film that part.
Yeah. But it was on ice. It was chilled. It was like good. Yeah. It was totally clean. Yeah.
I want to point out there were a lot of instances we filmed Rocco eating out of a garbage can that got no reaction
from
anybody. And I realized we were in a big public park, and I think there were actually homeless people doing the same thing at the same time.
Yeah. Aren't you used to seeing homeless people eat out of a trash can?
I'm not usually around that. But if I am, I don't think I would say anything or pay attention or look at the person and be like,
I would ignore
them. What the fuck,
the only
man?
I would ignore him. Was that Rocco was dressed in a way that you wouldn't expect. Like, he wasn't dressed like a homeless person.
He
was
legal.
Just dressed nice.
Yeah, well, I think that's what forced Rocco to start going into, like, actual like places where people are sitting down and eating.
Yeah, where they're stuck right there.
Well, and also it's so confusing because you've clearly got some like weapon in your hand the whole time.
Yeah.
That skyhook thing.
Some, watch out.
A lot of people told me that the grossest one was eating the lemons from their like scraps.
Yeah. Oh.
But hey, those were fresh. I mean they would get a fresh lemon and put it in the thing. I didn't enjoy eating it, but it was fine.
That's just fine. Really funny. You're eating a rind.
A lemon. You eat the whole lemon.
Yeah, it's just comical in general. Yeah. But anyway, to address what a couple people have asked, So I'm eating the shrimp out of the trash can. That was like one of the last things we did. And a woman went out of her way to say like, "Hey, I got a free burrito. Do you want one?"
That's the one bummer, I think. Yeah. The whole video.
So the one bummer was that she gave me that, and it was like a great moment caught on tape. Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, super generous. So I ate it. At this point, security is like coming out and looking at me, whatever. So I just hightailed it out and finished the shot. But then when it was over, I wanted to go back. Our plan was to give that woman
not only pay for the burrito,
but give her some kind of prize for doing that and all that stuff. Because we were really like she was great. Like that was really
like
cool of her.
A genuine good deed.
That was a good moment. Like
she just thought you were like
at its finest in that moment.
Yeah. So, but we went back and she had hightailed it out of there.
And she was gone.
She was gone. So, shout out to that woman. That was really cool of you to do that. We wanted to give you
like
a
burrito
good prize.
Fairy. She's like the burrito fairy.
Exactly. Yeah.
We wanted to pay her back for the burrito. Give her a hug.
I'll buy her a new burrito. Bigger burrito. Indeed. Grande burrito.
Yeah, but she was gone. She was gone.
Like the wind.
So yeah. So anyway. So that all happened. We did that. That came out. It was a lot of fun for the most part.
One of my favorite shots of the whole video isn't about eating trash. It's when I'm laying there dead on the ground.
Yeah.
And it's that little toddler sitting next to me. What parent is letting their kid stand that close to them?
I know.
Like, that's so weird. It's such a funny
everybody
shot.
Everybody at that point thought we were street performers.
That's true.
So that was kind of cool.
I guess you say salad out of my hat.
Yeah, there were a lot of people gathering around and like really getting into it, which I thought was awesome. Yeah. You know you have a good viral video when you get footage of people recording it on their phone.
Yeah, ask Improv Everywhere.
Improv Everywhere, they made the formula. What's the latest Improv Everywhere video?
What are they up to?
Probably riding trains in underwear again.
Yeah, they just keep doing that. But why I would say that we still, why our segment worked and why that was still fun to watch and not lame is you still had that element of, since there was attack going on, you still have the woman going, what? Like there's still an element of, is this legit or not?
Right.
And I would still rather have that.
I feel pretty confident that if we ever needed to go out and be buskers, we'd make a pretty decent living.
Yeah, there you go.
What's a busker?
Yeah, that is.
It's where you like go out and like a street performer.
Yeah, we do that every day. That's no problem.
But we don't collect any revenue from it, though. I think we should start.
So a lot of people asked, couple other things that people asked about. One, people asked if I threw up when it was all said and done. No, I did not throw up. But, nothing I had was dangerous, really. I mean, other than maybe little things here and there,
Everything was in a cooler.
But everything was generally safe. But I did eat so much of so many different foods so fast that I did feel weird and It was bad later. I didn't throw up, but you can use your imagination.
I just did.
Black water. Black. And so,
mysterious that group.
That cartoon sucked.
And we also put up a little behind the scenes. That was our little joke.
Jokes.
A gag that we did like 7 years ago was we put up a couple behind the scenes videos for videos we did, and then right up front it would say we had no behind the scenes footage. So here's this. And I don't know if anybody caught that reference, but we did the same format this time with the BioShock video. We said no behind the scenes footage. So here's Lindsay from Achievement Hunter watching it. We were at PAX when we showed it to the public kind of for the first time outside of GDC, and we're watching it. Frank was with us filming. He was just kind of filming all over the place. And as I'm sitting there, I'm watching. Lindsay's in the front row. She's from Achievement Hunter. And she looked like she was going to gag. And I went, Frank, just film her. Get her reactions. And we never quite got her doing that again. I mean, when that video first started and I first eat garbage, she was like that. And she just looked generally uncomfortable for the rest of the time. So, anyway, we filmed that. And then afterwards, I told her, I was like, hey, I had an idea for a behind-the-scenes video that's just you watching our video. And she was like, oh, that sounds awesome. Do that. Okay. So there you go.
Message you and tell you that's her trying to hold...
She wrote on her Twitter. She's like, I was legitimately trying not to barf.
Oh, my God. Nice.
But anyway, we do have a couple clips we didn't use in the Bioshock video. I'm sure you'll see them somewhere down the line, but I thought this was a funnier thing to do for now. So there's that.
Cool.
Anyway.
We should move on because we have a lot of video submissions for our pre-roll competition that we wanted to show off to you guys. And we may not have time to get through all of them, actually.
I think we will.
Oh, we have plenty of time.
Yeah, we'll see. Good. We'll see. We got maybe about 10 or so videos that we want to fire up. We had a lot of submissions that we've been looking at over the past 2 weeks, so yeah.
And I want to say thank you to everyone. Whether we show you, these are like maybe like the top 13 that we kind of picked out randomly, you know, obviously. But there are hundreds of these. Thank you so much for making the time to, you know, to do this for us. It's very nice.
Thank you. Is that all?
I was just going to say that I was able to find a lot of them through our Reddit page, our Mega64 subreddit, which was awesome that they're all just listed for me. Really, really cool that you guys did that. Cool. So
thank you, everybody who made a submission.
That's a good
community. I do want to say right off the bat, a lot of people were very talented and submitted very crazy, cool videos. We got a lot of videos that were montages set to Sequence Erase. And so, we in fact got so many videos that were that, we decided we couldn't pick from that pool.
Which montage?
We had to cut it there.
Yeah, so...
If you're a Sequence Erase montage...
Yeah, if you do a Sequence Erase montage, you're not going to see yourself featured tonight. There were so many good ones, and we thank you, but we're going to show you a little bit of the weirder ones, and we're going to announce the winner that we chose.
And keep in mind, we had a lot of different criteria, so you may, like, by the time you see the winner, you may go, really? That's the winner? But what about this, or what about that? But hear us out. And you'll hear the reasoning.
Was there also a problem with people not adhering to the strict time limit?
If you were over 30 seconds, you're not going to win.
Now, I saw a couple that were over 30 seconds, and all that goes through my mind is, like, how did you not follow the rules of the process?
Well, I don't know if we I don't know if we made it as definite as you're eliminated if it's over 30 seconds, but
I think
that
Derek
is
explained very specifically. It's this time limit to this time limit.
Yeah, 15 to 30 seconds. We also said send us a YouTube link. Some people emailed us direct files. We did not watch those.
Some we did.
Hate to say. Well, he may have some viruses on his computer.
Oh.
I don't trust any strange files.
Yeah, there's some people that literally emailed, not even like a mega upload or, well, not mega upload, but like, you know, Dropbox or anything like that. Some people literally attached the file. Are we still doing that? We're doing that?
No.
So anyway, we didn't open those. Okay.
But thank you for your
Next time.
With no further ado, we're going to have Mr. Bedour fire up the first entry.
Look at that.
Shit.
All right, here we go.
Who was the first entry by?
Like on the set in real time. In so long.
Here we go.
This fedora looks really good.
The first entry.
You remember when we all used to be able to see each other? Oh, I haven't seen that in like years.
Yeah.
Mouse over here?
This is going to be a little easier for me.
You know what?
Do you not have the mouse over here?
Haven't seen it.
Oh, shit. Vamp, Kevin, do something.
I'll get the mouse.
Okay, Kevin's getting the mouse, guys.
Is there a mouse in here?
We're right on it. That does look good, Derek, that fedora.
Okay,
yeah,
everybody.
This is the more you tilt it over one eye, the
okay,
better
it looks.
Okay,
here we go. Tilt. Ready? This one
first one up is from who?
Leo Garcia.
Check it out.
These motherfuckers like my roommates.
Nom, nom, nom on one of these.
I win! I've never won!
I've never won!
What the...
good ending.
Certified.
I like that ending.
I like that one.
You can't say F, the F word, in the beginning.
It's true.
Did he say that? Was that in there?
Ray William Johnson. No, it was Bleak.
Yeah.
Second time.
I do want to point out extra points to that video for explicitly saying we're better than Ray William Johnson.
That's
we
do like that.
Like that.
Thank you.
But you know, I don't think we can use their clips or anything like that. So, unfortunately, it's cut. But that was a good energy.
That's a runner-up.
Lots of good energy on that one.
These are all runners-up,
I love
up,
the
right?
song choice, too.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Number two.
Danny.
We're going to go with Danny Witt.
Danny Witt.
Here we go.
I like his name already.
right, Danny. Go.
Hey, I'm from the not too distant future. Check this out. Public Game Experiments. The highest quality in video game programming. Sketches. Comedy in its purest form. Podcasts and more. This is their story. This is Mega 64.
I like it.
That was good.
At the end, that guy
that's
filmed. I mean, I think they're
ready. How's it going? We're Mega 64.
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
Spoiler.
Whoa.
All right. One of the guys that made that does a ton of bumper art for the Poorly Played stream.
Oh, like, really? That's him.
I get new title cards from him.
Well, hey, I want to say Danny Witt and his group there. They were one of the few that filmed actually original stuff.
Yeah.
And I checked out their channel, and I have to say, like, it's definitely, you could tell it's like a new channel. It only has a limited amount of views or subscribers, but their stuff is real snappy. They're off to a good start.
Yeah. The production values,
yeah.
It's there. I saw some of their other videos as well.
Yeah. That Danny Witt's video that we just saw was actually one of my favorites. I thought it was really well made. I checked out their channel too, and I think that their stuff is really well shot, so kudos to
Keep
Danny
it up,
Witt.
Is Danny, because Jared Thorband's the name of the guy who always emails me stuff for the PPS, and I know he's one of the dudes in that video. Is Danny Witt the name of their YouTube?
I can't say. That's just the name on the submission we got.
Maybe that's his buddy's name. Anyway, great job, guys.
So this one is by, Jesus, can't talk. This next one is from Jesse.
Sorry, it started playing.
Sorry, Jesse. It's okay.
That's okay.
That's an L-O-L.
This is another Halo game!
Hey, America, what's up? My name is Bobby Brown.
Tell your mom what I did in here.
I like that I was listed first in the
clip
credits.
Of Garrett pissing.
Jesse, I appreciate that.
Gotta get it.
Imagine Dragons, the use of Imagine Dragons was awesome.
Yeah, that was a good choice. Great little 8-bit selection. It was cute. I liked all the titles coming in. That was cute. The whole thing was cute.
Oh, that's good.
But cute did not win. Now we're going to go on to Colin Garrett.
Colin Garrett.
Well, I already like this one.
Do you?
Yeah, he spells his name just like me.
Here we go. Colin Garrett's selection. Melancholy.
Your arms get tired.
It kind of plays like somebody, one of us died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But hey, it made me feel something, you know?
Oh, okay.
Handsome spelled wrong.
Instant disqualification.
Funny, like funny.
I like that one.
I think the typo like made it funny.
It was beautiful.
Hey, I really like that one.
There's nothing to watch online.
Just watch
Mega 64.
Just let it play.
Here.
Just let it play.
Okay.
No, this is
Dominus. Yeah. 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 Oh. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Oh my god. Oh my god. All right, they broke their good computer.
Yeah, that was
to
a
do
working
that.
Computer.
Goldberg's respect.
Oh, you.
I feel like that was working before.
I couldn't even tell you who the next one is. Hey, XSplit, your video playlist feature is not working.
It skipped a couple.
Yup!
What the fuck? It really totally did.
Oh. Well, we know the names we haven't got. We haven't done.
No.
No, we don't.
No, there's not.
Go ahead,
there's
Garrett.
No
way to figure
this out.
There's no way to figure it out? I thought we'd been announcing the names before we played them.
And they're not.
Okay. it's going off the list. It's jumping around now.
Oh.
Sorry. Yeah. That struck me as funny. I laugh when something strikes me as funny.
All right.
I was just trying to help.
I know.
Just trying to be a nice guy.
This is fucking awkward. Let's move on. All right. Next one is, I think this one was...
Hopefully Jonathan.
This is Jonathan? All right.
Hopefully. Here we go, Jonathan.
Tired of looking like a loser?
Okay.
Yeah. I said I love, 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 love,
Okay.
Now, if I could say that was probably my second place. I love that one. I like that. That was great.
That one was really high energy and exciting and descriptive.
Right off the bat, you hit with.
It didn't. Yeah. It didn't win. It might be. You know. It might be a little too. Bam. You know. The thing we have to consider with a pre-roll is. Is it going to be so in your face that someone might hit skip? You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of different criteria to take in there.
I think, I think that one was definitely a high contender, though. So, kudos to who made that one?
We think it's Jonathan. We're not. We don't have confirmation.
Our nameless got messed up, but you know who you are.
Our nameless is perfect. XSplit, your video playlist feature is fucking killing me.
Okay.
I'm not throwing anybody under the bus.
I will.
Talk to me after because we can email.
Oh, I know. I'm very excited. I'm thrilled.
Okay. Let's see who this is. Here's another one.
Go. Please play.
Hey, man. I got you a sack of fudge. Oh, this is a good one. You enjoy that shit, bro. It's good shit. Hi. I like fudge.
I like this one a lot.
That's pretty good.
This should have been a winner.
Can you imagine this being an actual pre-roll?
Exactly.
On YouTube?
Yeah.
You wouldn't skip it. You'd just be going, "What is this?"
Well, he's going to tell you.
Nice. Damn. This isn't fudge.
All right, that was really well done.
I think that one was more of like an honorable mention. We're not going to use that for our pre-roll. But this is what I said to these guys. In a perfect world, the funniest pre-roll would be the most successful pre-roll. Yeah. And in a perfect world, that video would win. But in our world, the funniest video is not the best video, so that is not the winner.
If there was an ability to throw that in with the other one as like a roulette, like one out of every 100.
That's
letting.
Whoa.
You know what?
Those sound drop little anime-like toys that have like
Noise
on it.
Yeah.
Or like the Mario ones.
And every 100 times.
And then 100, you get the special noise.
Yeah.
If that one played.
We actually talked about like, oh, can we get like two or three of these and rotate them, but we can only pick one. Yeah. So we got to be tough.
Fuck.
Unfortunately.
It is tough.
But man, that's great.
That's so good.
I think that was by Oscar. I'm sorry.
I think it was. Yeah, we'll see.
I apologize if it's not.
All right, next one.
Internet soldier, get out your super shooters. We don't have more time. Internet neutrality is going to shoot the film in that pit. And the only way to stop all this tonteria is to go to mega64.com and shop.mega64.com. Rocketeer and Sean will help us win the war with big games, IRL, and really funny dogs. Send a message. Change the world. And remember, keep the cooking.
Hey, that was great.
I love that one.
That was
keep
by...
Keep the cooking.
Pause that.
Now, the only problem was that was longer than 30 seconds, but man, I love that one.
I believe that's by the Wet Rats.
No, that was Ninsaru.
Was it?
Ninsaru.
It was for sure Ninsaru?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the next one, the next one it's about to play is the winner.
I know.
This playlist is terrible.
Well, I'm not using this again.
Let's just say then our playlist is a little mixed up. The next video you're going to see is officially the winner of the pre-roll contest. Check it out. This was our favorite submission for one reason or another.
We'll explain. After you see it, you may wonder why. Who knows? But we're going to explain it to you.
This is from Who Say Who?
Do you want to?
Sure.
Yes.
This is from Leo Vader.
Leo Vader, you are the winner.
The winner.
Check out.
You guys ready?
This is our new winning piece.
I'm scared.
Good job, Leo.
What a masterpiece.
I love
Give a round
that
of applause.
One.
There it is. Good job, Leo. Leo Vader won.
Good job, Leo.
What a filmmaker.
We should explain our reasoning.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. So, as you know, with pre-rolls, you only have 5 seconds before you have the option to skip the pre-roll. And so the go-to mentality is, hey, let's get them in the first 5 seconds. But you may know when a pre-roll tries to do that, it often backfires because the pre-roll might become so annoying you fucking hate whatever it is they're advertising. Whatever that pre-roll was, it started with Liz! Everybody universally hated that. Yeah. That
there
call.
Are so many times that we are in the office and we're doing our own thing on our own computers, and something like that will pop up, and the person goes, "Fuck you, fuck!" and they hit.
Yeah, whatever that every that fucking time. Pizza flipping pre-roll is right now.
It's
just like fries my brain every time it comes up. So we wanted to pick something that wasn't necessarily in your face in the first 5 seconds. Maybe something that you wouldn't even pay attention to the first 10 times you saw it. But slowly, we wanted something that was intriguing, looked interesting, had this, you know, what could this be vibe to it. And I feel like that video personally captured that. And also, one final note, what I really liked about that video was it had a nice eclectic mix of the clips it used. Newer clips that were filmed really well, that made us look really good. And a couple older clips from some classic skits. I feel like it just gave you a good overall view of what Mega 64 is. So that's why I liked Leo Vader so much. I liked a lot of the videos. Everything we showed tonight was a front runner.
Can I interject real quick?
Sure.
Hey, Eric.
Yeah.
Kick everybody out of the chat that's bragging about Adblock.
Okay.
Just
kick
them all out.
Yeah, you got it.
All right. You can just time out. Whatever. Sure. Whatever you want to do.
No problem.
We get it, guys. It's cute. Anyway. But yeah. So lots of criteria. Lots of things to consider. That's something that would be like, yeah. I mean, I do see a lot of people bringing up the beep factor, and we did bring that up, that the beginning of that pre-roll does have a beep to it. Mm-hmm. But we felt like it was all done in a kind of creepy way where it was still like, I kind of want to see what this is for a second.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway.
My opinion with a lot of Aquabats tracks, which is great, but it's so aggressive so fast. If I'm going to watch like a how-to video or some repair thing that's like, and I'm bombarded with loud music, I'm like, oh, come the fuck on.
Yeah.
And me personally, whenever a pre-roll starts with somebody thinking they're fucking goofy or like thinking they're the funniest thing ever, all I want to do is shout fuck you at the screen, and I cannot hit skip fast enough.
So that one was a great example of a slow, interesting
build. And then by
build,
the end, with that back credit song, you get so fucking pumped by the end, I think, that it's just, it was perfect.
The aggressive song's there, but it's not right out the gate.
Yeah.
So anyway, so we felt like that one was the best balance of those things. And so congratulations, Leo Vader. Leo Vader will be receiving, not only will he be getting our new shirt, the Digital Surfer shirt.
Oh.
He'll be getting one of those. Well, in addition to we're using his pre-roll, it'll be run on our channel.
Yeah.
But also, he
All
gets an exclusive
get to see
black elite Internet Soldier shirt. You can't buy this online.
Two shirts.
You cannot buy it online. He'll be getting that, and we'll sign a poster, too. You want to
sign a poster? Yeah, we'll sign the podcast poster.
We'll sign a special poster just for
you. Thank
you,
Leo Vader.
Yeah, we had some problems showing off all the entries, but I think we're going to try to organize a playlist or some sort of list where you can watch all of these on your own.
I apologize for that.
You know what? No. Hey, that's not your fault at all. We're going to – I will favorite – I'll try to favorite all of these on our main YouTube channel.
Yeah, do that. Oh, very cool.
So you'll be able to watch them all at your leisure.
Because this is like a lot of people put in like a lot of hard work for this
stuff.
Yes, and like,
they did.
Like, man, seeing that every day, going to a subreddit or just going on YouTube, seeing it on Tumblr or Twitter, people are like, I made a pre-roll. That made me feel like so good that people
Hey, and let us say we watched them all. All day yesterday and all day today. We've just been watching pre-rolls nonstop. So once again, thank
people
you.
Who sent it to you correctly.
Yeah. You know, we even did open up a couple strange-looking files just to give it a shot.
All
right. Some PXEs, stuff like that.
Yeah, we watched all of the ones that were up on YouTube. We watched most of the ones that were sent to us. Thank you. Thank you, everybody who participated. And, yeah, we'll let you know if we ever need to call on the soldiers once again.
Yeah, this is an experiment. Yeah. We thought it'd be fun to do it this way, and I'm really glad that we ended up.
We've never really done a contest before.
And this is kind of a cool thing where it's like, this is a pre-roll to advertise us, but like, if we make it, I feel douchey. So having you guys make it, it feels great. So thank you.
And I wanted to say, too, by the way, like, when I was bringing up the ad block thing a minute ago, I'm not one of the, I'm not like one of those people that's like, oh, you're. I know Adblock is out there. It's not like I'm saying, you know, use it or don't or whatever. The only reason I said kick those people out of the chat is the whole bragging joke. Oh, well, I have Adblock. It's so fucking tired. Like get a fucking new bit. Like, anyway. I just wanted to add that as an addendum. It's not the subject itself. It's rather your joke just isn't
go
funny.
Test that out on open mic, and it's probably not going to go over too well.
Spare me. I don't see it. I have Adblock. Ooh, you have Adblock. A-plus honor student.
Hey, to be honest, I had Adblock for a little while, and then I found that a lot of windows that pop up that I on a, like a banking site or a site that I use were not coming up. And I was constantly like, my browsers are fucking broken. And it was Adblock fucking a lot of it up. I just, it's 5 seconds and then you can skip the ad. It's not a big deal.
Hey, I do want to say there were a couple videos off the top of my head that I know we didn't see. There was one, I don't remember the name of the person, but I would describe the video as fast forwarding.
That's what I thought. I thought they were out of order.
If you're watching, whoever made the fast forwarding video where it just keeps fast forwarding through a bunch of different clips, I'll find your name. I'll give you a shout out properly next week. But thank you. That was awesome.
Maybe we could show some of the other ones next week.
Yeah. We'll figure out a way to display them. And also, there was one dubstep.
Hey. Hit the video.
Let's go!
Greetings, stranger.
Best beta game!
Oh, wait, hang on. Are we talking about Argus?
Will I am. Idiot he is.
Okay, now where's my paycheck?
Off! Remix, Mega 64 pre-roll.
And the reason I liked the dubstep one was because it was called Badass Pre-Roll Entry, and Badass was with $2
on it. That one was good, too. I like some of the stuff that the clips they used were really good.
Attention,
citizens of... Now loading Mega 64.
So cool. Once again, thank you to everybody, and thank you.
On my comment about the ad block jokes being old, Tak Fuji in the chat says, "Yeah, but Fedora jokes are really old." Tak, this is my show. Fucking Gangnam Style, fucking Harlem Shake.
Hey, what does the fox say?
What does the fox say, Tak Fuji?
What's the joke? I look really hot.
I'll do the fucking Macarena.
Keep calm and do the joke, Rocco. Keep it up.
Yeah, you guys are so 2006.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Wow, fuck you.
Get God, with it. Just trying to be funny.
2006 was a great year, by the way. 2006 was the year Children of Men and The Prestige both came out in 2006.
Did you know that? Did you even know that?
No.
Well,
I was having a bad time in 2006.
How much time we got left, Eric?
15 minutes.
Cool. This is Mega 64, the number one video game podcast on the internet. Some people think we made that title up. To those people, I want to say, go fuck yourselves. Mm-hmm. We are the number one video game podcast on the internet, officially.
I second that.
Thank you. And not only everybody else on the internet, they know it to be true. If you don't know it to be true, go F yourself. We're going to talk about video games. Xbox One.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
What do you think about
it? I'm very excited about the recent price drop.
They announced the price drop. You don't need the Kinect anymore, Eric.
Hey, you
know
what?
I know you love the Kinect.
Yeah,
I can't get enough of it.
That should have been day one, and they could have avoided all this shit.
No,
and people
Sean.
Not buying
listen,
it.
Sean.
Yes.
Sean, you're really fucking... You're really backwards on this.
Okay,
listen,
sorry.
You can watch Netflix...
Yeah.
And not you don't have to pay.
Oh.
For, you just only have to pay the one subscription.
Right.
Now.
Which is what I said.
You gotta pay for live.
What I said that should be a thing 3 years ago.
Here's the thing. They caved on everything, but I don't think they should be. I mean, it's kind of funny and it's easy to make fun of that, but it's a good thing because that's what the consumers wanted. Mm-hmm. They didn't want to connect, they wanted a price drop, and they don't want to be blocked by Xbox Live subscriptions.
Yeah, but
so
I think,
it's we're getting what we wanted,
right.
And now I'm going to buy an Xbox.
Yeah, I'm going to buy one too now.
You are?
Yeah.
I can't
officially,
wait
to play Garrett's. I can't
dude,
wait.
I can't wait to play Dead Rising.
When they
I've
announced that, I
that.
Legitimately got excited, and all I thought to myself was, cool, now I'll be able to get one.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, hey, my first thought was, wow, cool. And then my second thought was, this thing's still $400 and doesn't do a thing my PS4 can't do.
But yeah. I don't have a PS4.
Yeah, but the PS4 is more powerful, has more exclusives.
I would get
so
a PS4
I still have
instead.
No reason to get that.
Really?
Yeah.
PS4 how much is, how much is the PS4?
$399.
Yeah.
Same price?
Yeah.
Well, honestly...
Everything's going to that.
Honestly, I feel like, personally, there isn't a game on either console that is like...
No, right, yeah.
You need to own this
console.
Totally.
I absolutely agree.
Totally.
This game.
But, and that being said, I'm basically, actually... I'll be honest, I'm judging my opinion off the last generation of consoles where I play my Xbox a lot more. So I feel like
I
feel,
tied
I feel like yeah, this generation is the PS4.
Yeah, no, that's true because I do admit that the PS4 does seem more appealing right now.
But don't you remember that when Xbox 360 and PS3 are going head-to-head because PS3 was so much more expensive and you're just like, well,
yeah.
I can do all the stuff on the 360 or whatever.
It might
and then
be
that
the same thing.
Then halfway through, you have that tide turn.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to see where it goes next.
Beyond... You know, any argument, the 360 just dominated in usage and sales over PS3.
Yeah.
I think right now the PS4 is kind of in the lead as far as how many people
I
use
feel like
that
Microsoft
console.
Got cocky. And
well, now they're going and changing everything, so they might have the
they
upper
have to,
hand
though.
At this point to start getting that name brand recognition back up there. And people like me and Derek who are considering buying one now...
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's going to be... They announced a new Halo. That's everyone knew that they're going to get a Halo game.
That's the next
that.
Story I want to talk about. Halo 5 got announced.
And
it's coming out in 2 years.
That's
no!
And I think... And honestly... But honestly, though, I think that they freaked out. I think whatever their sales numbers were this past couple months, they wigged out and within the same 48 hours said no more Kinect and also... Halo 5 coming 2015. I really think they got together. And again, I'm not saying like... Hey,
wait, 2015 isn't that far away.
The end of 2015.
Oh, that's far away.
But, like, I think that they panicked and had to say, we got to say something and give them some reason to leap on this now. And again, I'm not saying I'll never get one or no one should get one at all, but I do think they are really about facing as much as they can in a response to
E3's
something.
E3's coming up and they waited. I mean, they didn't wait. They
threw
it out there
because
they, I feel like, they had to.
Well, who's the company that's making? Because Bungie's doing Destiny, and they didn't make the last
right.
343
Halo. 343
is doing it. 343 making this one as well?
Yeah. Okay. That's Microsoft.
It's same thing. Yeah. No, I know that. But
kind of like switching gears a little bit. I feel like I'm not excited for E3 almost at all. I want to see like the Smash Brothers stuff.
Yeah.
And that's kind of.
We don't know.
Yeah,
anything.
Exactly.
There could be Last Guardian stuff. That's just what I hope.
What I am excited for, I'm because I agree. What is there? Honestly, the only thing we have a grip on, like, ooh, they're going to show us this at E3, and that's exciting. Mm-hmm. Is honestly like Nintendo's going to probably drop some stuff there.
Yeah.
We know they're going to.
Yeah.
But why I'm kind of anticipating this E3 is because last year was all about what are the new consoles? Tell us about them. What are they? And they showed them and said what they were going to be and when they were coming out. This year is now the year for, okay, they're out. So what games?
Here's
like,
the
what
shit.
Are we getting?
Yeah.
Or, and that could really decide stuff. What if Xbox shows 1,000 exclusives and Sony didn't kind of, you know, it could go either way, you know?
I think I'm more interested to see what hardware is going to be presented, like the Morpheus, the Sony VR headset.
Mm.
I'd like to actually get.
Yeah.
I'd like to get some hands-on time with that because it was so crowded at the last two venues we were at. GDC, they had it, and then at PAX, they had it. But
they had it at PAX?
I think they had a couple of them at the booth. We were on that different floor.
Oh, I didn't know.
Oh, no, maybe I'm thinking of the previous pack. Never mind. It was just GDC. But that, and then hopefully Sony will announce bringing the PS Vita TV to the U.S. market.
Yeah, I wish they would do that.
That would be fucking amazing.
You know what I just found out, and I didn't know this. So if anybody doesn't know, Vita TV is a little box, almost like Apple TV, that came out in Japan that could not only, it would play not only Vita, PSP games, all kinds of little PS1 games,
through your downloads. Digital. Or
you would just sync a PlayStation controller to it, and it's just a little box to play all those. But in addition to that, you can mirror a PS4 to your room. So if you only have one PS4, like downstairs,
that isn't out yet though.
But it just came out.
It did.
So that's what I was going to say next. Oh, okay. That was the thing that sold me on it. I really wanted that, but it wasn't coming to the US.
That was a feature they hadn't released up until a while now.
So if I have that box connected to my TV in my bedroom, I can play PS4. PS4 that's in my living room.
Yep.
That's
and the box is only going to be like $90 or whatever.
$99.
So anyway, that feature hadn't come.
You can take a Vita cartridge and plug it into it and play.
Anything goes in there.
No, all the downloading stuff on your network, your PSN account, is you have access to. But also the ability to take a physical cartridge and plug it in is fucking huge.
So for me, I want to mirror my PS4 in the other room.
Yeah.
And I guess they just added that to Japan. And so when I saw that, I was like, I bet that's what they're waiting for. They were waiting for this to be top shape before they
now they'll announce anything.
I bet they will. I bet you'll hear about it.
That's really cool. Now I might get a PlayStation. Shit. I don't know what to do.
I just think for what I'm looking for, the Xbox name, I mean, definitely they dominated this last one. I mean, Xbox was kind of the hub of everything.
Yeah.
But with this new cycle, I just feel like Sony has the market cornered on connectivity. Like every single device connects to one another and plays each other's shit, especially with PlayStation Now on the way, where you might be able to sync up a controller to your iPad and continue your game somewhere.
Yeah, that's weird.
I just feel like they've got that so locked down that I'm not as enticed by the Xbox. I'm not against getting one, but it just, Sony speaks to me in that way where it's like, all my shit plays something. Like, I don't know. That's exciting.
I'm excited to get the one with this price drop and start tinkering and see what the hardware actually has to offer to me, because right now some of the stuff that I'm most blown away with the PS4 is just how intelligent that hardware is.
Yeah.
When I have to take it from home over to the office here to do the PPS on Wednesdays, it automatically senses that my outputs are different from 1080p, 720p, and my audio will change from optical depending on just. I used to have to go on the PS3 and always change settings. This thing does it automatically. It's so fucking streamlined. Little shit like that that most people probably don't have to think about would take for granted.
Right. And let me just say too, like going back to the Xbox thing, they still definitely had the better launch lineup. That with Dead Rising and
I even
really liked that Rise game. I really enjoyed that.
Okay.
I played some of it on my brother's Xbox, not my own, but played some of that. And then also they have Titanfall now. That's a better AAA lineup than PS4 has right now. But the question is, what's next and what, you know? Dead Rising 3 was on Xbox, but is that, I could see that coming to PS4. That's not a Microsoft thing.
I feel. It's been a while. I don't know.
You know, so I don't know. But so the question to me is, what are we going to see at E3 that Microsoft definitively has? To me, they can't just do another Gears of War. I think that's boring.
I'm going
to
be pissed if I buy an Xbox in June and then in July they announce that Dead Rising's coming.
Hey, I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, I'm definitely going to get Titanfall.
Even Titanfall, they have said, really? like this one is locked under exclusivity, but the
Titanfall 2,
whatever the sequel will be, is not. So it's like already you're seeing budging from that. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm curious about, is what they can get real locked down as this is ours and nobody else's. Because even Nintendo has, we're funding Bayonetta 2. No one's getting that. You know what I mean? Like, even Nintendo has,
they're hoping to sell
some heavy hitters. You know what I mean? But I'll be curious to see what Nintendo does. Obviously, we have a little bit of investment in it considering what we work with them.
Nintendo's,
so I
kind
of want to see what they're
keynote.
Doing.
Yeah. Me, personally, is why I look forward to that one the most.
And I told them, too, when we met with them, you know, last E3 was exciting, and the biggest excitement of it was, I think, ask anybody, PS4 versus Xbox, when they announced them, and, it was kind of like a war between the two.
Right. Definitely.
But once you got to the show floor, it was like, well, there's the PS4 behind glass, there's the Xbox behind glass. It was, where's Nintendo?
Yeah.
You know, once you got to the actual show floor, it was,
controller.
They have the new Mario Kart? Let's all play it. Yeah. Oh, that was fun. You know, it's like, Nintendo still has that draw, and hopefully they can keep that.
That game comes out really soon, doesn't it? It
comes out May 30th. Friday, May 30th, yeah.
Was it last year at E3 we played...
That's getting great reviews, too.
I guess I did play it almost a year ago. I just want it so bad.
Yeah. What?
Was it last year at E3 that we played PlayStation All-Stars, that fighting game?
No.
That was 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
They just did a balance update. Did you get the balance update, Eric?
No, I gave you your game back.
That poor game.
I don't know why they
that
did
failed.
It.
I don't know why you wanted your game back.
When's the sequel coming out? Yeah.
That ain't happening.
Oh, what?
Dang, that sucks.
Yeah.
What?
Their thing apparently leaked out, or was it confirmed? Nintendo's like Skylanders style like toy thing.
Oh,
they
fuck,
showed plans.
That's a
There's
problem.
A Japanese thing that really? Showed like that was coming or something.
Are they going to be Nintendo first party figures?
What's that?
Skylanders is so expensive, and it's such a fucking brilliant model to make money from kids
who don't have money.
Yeah. And now the parents don't have money because they spent all on Skylanders.
And they can't say no to their kids.
You should just steal.
Oh.
Yeah.
I haven't thought of that. Turn to a life of crime.
Yeah.
In the nighttime hours.
That's what it's going
to
take.
Here's what we should do.
Supplement your income.
Offered to hey, Nintendo, we'll make you another video like we did. And then when we go to the headquarters.
Steal all the Skylanders.
Oh.
Or do what I did and wait till they turn around when they're offering to buy us stuff.
Free stuff, yeah. Okay. All the Skylanders.
Back in the bag. Anyway. Can't wait for E3. We'll see. The mystery is enticing to me, but I do agree. I don't have a thing I'm locked on to.
No, not at all.
But that's kind of exciting, but it might be a dud, too. Yeah. So we'll see. Anyway.
We shall.
Yeah.
Hopefully some Kojima stuff.
Kojima is working. He actually said on Twitter he's editing a trailer.
That's what I'm excited for. That can't is the number that. One thing I'm excited
Kojima,
for.
Kojima, what's up?
Like to see some more of that Mad Max game.
Sup, Hitty. Can't wait to see it.
I don't know. We're kind of short on time, but we're going to talk about the concert we're going to. I don't know if you want to do that now for the after show.
We should. No, we should start it now.
We have another favor to ask.
We have a campaign we'd like to start. We're in this together, so we should.
This is very important to us. So we are going. Do we have, what's the date of that? Do you know?
I don't know the exact date. August something.
10th, I think. I think it's August 10th.
Or 12th.
Paul McCartney is going to be playing at Dodger Stadium. We're going.
Well.
You're not going.
We're going.
We're going.
Not invited. We are going. And we're going to see Paul McCartney of the Beatles. In case you haven't heard of him, look him up. TheBeatles.com. And he's going to play a great show. I've seen him live in concert before.
Yeah.
The guy plays every song, every hit. From the Beatles and also from Wings and his own personal catalog of music. We are here to say and put out a call. Us together, we want him to play his greatest song. Something that he hasn't played live in any of his recent shows or concerts.
Or, like, has he ever played it
live? I don't know if he's ever played it
live. And this isn't Beatles or Wings. This is Sir Paul's own solo.
Yeah.
So we want to get Sir, he's been knighted, Paul McCartney to play the masterpiece single, Temporary Secretary. Yeah. And if you've never heard the song, look it up on YouTube.
Look
Paul
it
McCartney,
up.
Temporary Secretary.
Look
it's
it up.
Not one that you normally hear.
People in the chat had guessed before we even named it.
Well, they know it's a good song.
Smart.
It's something that you don't normally hear in Paul's catalog or live. But our goal is to get, if we could start a campaign today... And tweet at Paul, his official Twitter is Paul McCartney, at Paul McCartney. You'll see the official check mark next
up,
to his name.
Hit
him up and tweet at Paul McCartney, play Temporary Secretary at Dodger Stadium when you come in LA.
Be polite.
Hashtag Temporary Secretary.
Yeah, we want to get it trending. Hashtag Temporary Secretary.
Yes. Secretary.
Yes.
We hope that if we start now, we're mid-May.
Let's get him to please play it at Los Angeles. He doesn't have to play it anywhere else.
Yeah,
we have Dodger Stadium. Yeah.
Nobody else cares, okay? But the Southern California fans love Temporary Secretary. We want to see Temporary Secretary.
Peace and love.
It's the best song.
That is probably the best song, the song I love most. So we want to get Paul to play it. And anyway, if we start the campaign today, we've got months until the show. But if it keeps going, at some point, Paul McCartney has to read that and go, Why not?
Yeah,
why not?
He
in fact, he hasn't played it in so long, he probably doesn't even remember the song. So let's get it started now.
See,
yeah.
We give him time to review the tapes, yeah. to get familiar with the song once again.
Yeah, hey, tweet him the link to the YouTube's, like, in case, hey, remember this?
Yeah.
Tell him, maybe he doesn't remember. He's got a lot of songs, you know?
Now, you were saying Paul McCartney's excited about this L.A. show because
yeah.
he's got a lot of musician friends that may join him on stage.
Yeah, he said in an interview he wouldn't
See,
be surprised if someone scrolled up.
What a better opportunity to have, say, Gary Newman or Trent Reznor come out and play the keys
yeah.
and synthesize that yeah. intro to Temporary Secretary.
Yeah, even electronic artist Skrillex.
It
or,
could be. Get Skrillex
or
in town.
Or Avicii or...
What's
Deadmau5
doing?
Deadmau5.
Is Deadmau5 in town? Could he come and do the tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick?
Yeah, can you imagine Deadmau5? Get Deadmau5 on stage or Daft Punk on stage to do
Secretary.
Yeah, but what really all boils down to is just that song.
We just got
to
get
whoever plays it, as long as Sir Paul's on stage,
yeah.
that's what I want.
Paul, and people are saying Paul doesn't run his own Twitter. Shame on you. Fuck you.
Yeah,
yes, he does. He wouldn't lie to us.
Why else would he be verified, dumbasses?
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't get verified by being a liar.
Yeah.
Ceviche.
And neither did, yeah, and the Beatles, they have the song.
Who said that, Eric?
Don't tell no lies. What?
Sorry, I'm editing. What?
No, sorry. Beatles, I want to know who said that. I wanted
the Beatles had that
band.
Song, My Twitter Is Me. So,
My Twitter Is Me.
That's the song. There you go. So, anyways, thank you for your help.
Song.
Thank you for the pre-rolls.
Yeah, thank you everybody for the pre-rolls. Thank you for the Temporary Secretary campaign. And thank you for watching the podcast this week. We do appreciate it. Again, go to lootcrate.com/mega64 to subscribe for a great service, a box of crazy stuff every month.
Go to youtube.com/mega64, subscribe to our channel. And
subscribe
remember,
to our
on
channel.
Friday, we are releasing the Digital Surfer shirt.
Can you wait?
Shop.mega64.com. We're going to be selling these shirts Friday.
And you know what?
May 23rd.
Get a new friend into Mega64 this week.
Oh,
that's your homework.
Next week, I want everybody to call in or write in the chat and tell us about who they converted into a Mega64 fan.
Preach it.
Yep.
Preach it.
Spread
we
the
need
word.
Converts to keep this
Spread
going,
the word.
Guys. That's how we do it.
Yeah, because...
It's a trickle-down effect.
Yeah, because Smosh just keeps getting more and more subscribers, and our numbers are going down. So what the fuck is
What's
going
on out
What's
there?
Up?
Can anyone answer
What's
that?
Up,
What's going on
We're
out there?
We're eating garbage on camera.
What
else can we do?
What do you want from
What
us?
Else
okay.
can we fucking do?
Sean,
I will...
Sean has another kid on the way. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and I don't want to have to resort
I've
to
got,
making...
Yeah, look, he's already showing.
I've got to support my family.
He's got mouths to feed, you guys. Fucking come
and
on.
And you know what's funny?
He's already on food stamps. He can't go any lower.
Despite all of that... And everything bad that's happened, Sean?
Yeah.
I still love you!
You have to scratch your face.